Ah, top.
I'll be one and see if the four individuals coming out of Wounded Knee are in yet.
10-4, Birdside RB1. Birdside RB1.
CP, that's negative.
10-4, thank you.
Go ahead, Ray. We're about 4 miles up the road, and we've got two vehicles heading your way.
10-4, are you ahead of them or behind them?
We're stationary right now.
10-4, how far are you from the road if we ask you to prevent them from turning around again like they did before? Can you block down it if they get down here and turn around?
No problem.
10-4, we'll advise.
The other night, they were, you know, when the lights went off in the Wounded Knee.
Yeah.
Forgery.
And AIM asked us to fire flares. Then about a half hour later, they saw a couple of cars came up to roadblock 5 near it, and then they all piled out of the car, and they caught one kid with a bunch of
860, 520.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what 920.
We 1080 is checking the road.
They just speak with a forked tongue, those guys.
10-4.
You're dealing with some of those guys, they're ex-cons. You're not dealing with them.
That's for dang sure.
That's why I don't know how much credit.
Negative, they haven't been back this way. Well, it looks like they turned around and they might be heading back your way.
10-4,
we're moving up.
10-20.
There they go. Roger, Lee off.
Hey,
when's 8-9's our deal?
Fire direct.
Tomorrow.
No.
10-4, is this 8-9?
They turn the lights out.
10-4. 10-20.
Plus 10-4, we'll check it out.
10-4. Lee's out. No, we're just checking Rocky Ford and south towards Sharps.
Some of the boys are getting a lot of it in.
Huh?
Some of the boys
are getting a lot of it in.
Say again.
It appears the lights are moving this way again.
Negative.
10-4, 10-8.
10-4, we're on the road now.
10-4.
Just roving you, so I'll pick up somebody.
Yeah, they'll latch on to you tonight.
He picked up, I think.
9-2. 8-9-2.
You betcha they are.
Birdside.
Advise RB1 that the
5-1's coming up on us here in a couple minutes.
6-1.
Go 6.
You have a BIA unit, Aberdeen 3-5, should be heading your way shortly.
10-4.
RB1 and taken the people to the town. Salinas and RB1 decide to know whether this procedure is going to be followed tonight.
Birdseye, we just heard from a BIA unit nearby and they're going to swing by and handle it.
Good copy. Break up. Birdseye to RB1.
That was RB1 giving that message, Birdseye.
Okay, 10-4, then that Baker element is proceeding to take care of that.
9-20, 5-20.
10-4.
9-20.
10-20 is 5, south of Deer Creek, 10-8 to Wembley.
10-4.
CP to Fairchild.
Go ahead, CP.
That Baker unit is going to RB5, and that's coming from the northern direction. And secondly, stand by on that question about the BIA, and we'll let you know on that.
Stand by, CP.
Good copy. Birdseye to
RB1.
RB1.
Is this man at Swally's place?
CP advises that for us to stand by regarding the question of escorting the people to town there by BIA.
10-4.
By the way, there is a BIA unit here at our location also.
10-4. CP acknowledges the presence of Baker and they're checking on that specific question.
10-4.
Birdseye to RB5.
10-4, we'll check. 10-4.
5.
CP,
5.
The Baker 5-1 element heading toward your location is coming from the north. He may even be there now.
10-4, thank you.
CP to Birdseye.
Go ahead, CP.
Did we copy correctly when you said there is a BIA unit at RB1?
10-4.
CP to Birdseye.
Go ahead, CP.
Can that BIA unit bring these individuals in?
We read direct Birdseye. We'll check and let you know.
RB1 states that they'll check on this, CP.
520.
520.
Affirmative,
Blue Moon.
Dear foreigners, also traffic 928 10-8 that way. Subject is Richard Garner. He's at Leona Winter's residence. 928 might need assistance. 10-4.
10-4, 10-20. Scorching, potato quick. 10-4.
To Birdseye. They're willing to escort them back.
CP.
They're willing to bring them back.
10-4,
bring them in.
10-4,
Birdseye, bring them in.
10-4.
10-4.
10-4.
RB5 to Rodents. Rodents, go ahead. We have a Baker unit that will be moving down the highway towards your position.
10-4.
Go ahead.
Ogallala 1, this is Aberdeen 3-5. You read me, Dick. I'm deporting RB1 right now. Departing, rather. Pretty good. Give them hell, huh?
Yeah, I'll get them over.
Just some of them that gave up tonight?
Well, 10-4, you're 10-20, 928.
That's probably smart.
I could hear you good, but I couldn't.
Just about near Bear Creek. I'll be there in about 6 minutes.
We haven't found it. Just got a port.
10-4, my 10-20 is a few west of Wombly. 10-24 is at Eiffel Junction. Anyway.
Okay, fine. We'll see you later, fellas. If you have any trouble with the radios, why, go and get another one, huh?
Yeah, police station, good.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll get you. You seem to be working real good on both channels tonight, fella.
10-4.
If you have any problems of any kind, or the portables start to go down or anything on you, we've got some more down at the Eastman's office, so I'll have him pick him up, okay? I'm now approaching Highway 18 on the Bigfoot Trail. I'm following one CRS car, which is Community Relations Service, and also one Bureau police car, Bureau of Indian Affairs police car. They are escorting five people who have left the Wounded Knee area into Pine Ridge. These people will be met by the FBI and interviewed, and possibly fingerprinted. And if there's no warrants for the arrest, they will be released pending further investigation. I have just now turned east, turned west on 18 off the Bigfoot Trail and proceeding toward Pine Ridge at about 70 miles an hour. Okay. The time is about 7:15 or 7:30. The date is April 4, 1973. I shall pause now and do some more recording on the transmission from the radio. It is rather quiet now. There has been no traffic on the radio for the last 4 or 5 minutes. Tonight has been a rather quiet day. Everyone is hopeful that this fiasco will be over within the next 2 days. So go and pause now and wait for other transmissions.
7928.
Good.
Did you get there yet?
Negative, about 4 miles west of Wombly. And 92 advised that he talked to a Pawley. I guess he didn't call him.
10-4, must be a trap then. Watch yourself.
Who did you talk to at the Folly residence?
Alexander, 92, talk to him.
Alma Ann is one that called in. And she said they're holding, or they're going to try to keep this Richard Glenn at Leona Winters. He's got a bunch of papers on him from Wounded Knee, and she said he's got a holster on him. They didn't see the gun. But Alma Ann is the one that's calling in about it.
10-4, we're going to check.
10-4.
Manzilli, 92A. Manzilli, 92A. 92A. Louis Boy. They're setting at Joe Martlow's place in Kyle now. 49. Louis Boy Winters is at Joe Martlow's house in Kyle. Go ahead, 92A. Louis Boy Winters is at Joe Martlow's place in Kyle. Go ahead, 90A. Can read you.
Okay. of them women with you?
Negative, that. They told us to escort that CRS car into Pine Ridge. And as we get close to Pine Ridge, a car pulled out in front of us from the Sundance ground. And when we found him again, he let some people off at Gladys spot up there. And they ran in the house.
What way are you coming?